Expressed are those of the program host and guest and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I'm going to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning, Stuart, Florida. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I am the excitable chiropractor, I like to say. Full of energy, full of life, full of hope, with a message of health and healing that you won't get from mainstream media, okay? This is a talk radio, AM, FM. It seems to be, there's very little, you can still say what you want within reason. Not a lot of censorship on radio, other than the seven deadly words that George Carlin talks about, which we will not say any of those, okay? But we are allowed to share our opinions here on talk radio, and I appreciate that more than you could ever imagine. I really don't need these glasses. So my name is Dr. Tred, and that's spelled Fred with a T. And that's also a great URL search term. If you're trying to find out anything about my slim body laser spa or about red light, near infrared light, these laser slimming belts, these home units we have now, whole body vibration plates, incredible home exercise units that can help to heal the body and also to strengthen the body. And then I'm passionate about detoxification. We have some great, great things to offer when it comes to detoxification. One of them is called the Inner Clean Diet, and I'm holding it up here on the Facebook, so you can see that. It's also available on my Facebook. You can, I copied this entire brochure and put it on my website, and you can get it right there on the website by just selecting the different posts, and it's wonderful. And of course, you know, my core is a chiropractor, you know, of someone who understands the nervous system and natural health care, and uses their hands and other types of techniques to realign the spine, to make adjustments to the spine, to help restore nerve flow, to help improve tissue healing, to help create homeostasis, which is balance. Between my office, where we do the laser-assisted weight loss, the detoxification, I use the red light, the near-infrared light, and also the laser pain relief. I have another office in Jensen Beach, which is right there at the plaza where the Buffalo Wings is. It's called A Better Life Chiropractic, and that is owned and shared by my brother and sister, Dr. Caroline Rezacker and Dr. Todd Rezacker, and they're both life chiropractic university graduates, been in practice over 23, 24 years there. Surprises how quickly it goes. And of course, I have my younger sister, Christine Rezacker/Widener. Her husband is Dr. William Widener, and he has Stewart Restorative Care and Family Chiropractic located on Palm Beach Road and Osceola right there. And together, between the three offices, we are offering services that are natural, that are safe, that don't involve medical interventions, as such like pills or injections or anything like that. It's very, very effective. And this week alone, between the three offices, we will have taken care of over 2,500 people right here from the area between the three offices. So we're making a dent. My goal is to open up the rooms so the Cleveland Clinic hospital system, which used to be Martin Memorial, that they have plenty of room when someone's in an acute trauma or an acute injury, you can get in there. You know, like someone with, God forbid, end-stage COVID. They're always saying to keep the rooms open. So we're trying to keep people out of the hospital through these three offices, and I think we're making it. I know we're making a dent in it. And they don't mind because there's plenty of people to get in there. So my office is located on East Ocean Boulevard, right across from the Fresh Market, on the way out to the beaches. It is called Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa. It's a laser-assisted weight loss center, and I'm using an FDA-cleared lipo laser, which is fantastic technology. Don't believe anything you read contrary to that. There's a lot of misconception and false advertising that are done to try to build up other businesses. You know, if you think that if you can knock somebody down that you'll have more clients, and usually it doesn't work that way. It's not good to say things that are not true about your competitors if they're not true, because it just doesn't help anybody. And, you know, the Slim Body Laser Spa, we've been there now for 11 years, and we dominate the whole southeast area. I mean, you know, definitely within our 60-mile radius, we're number one, hands down. And I would even venture to say all the way up through Florida, right up the East Coast, because nobody has been doing it like this, like to the extent that we are. And as a result, we become a target. We become a target from some of the other offices in the area, some of the other procedures, and oftentimes they print things that aren't true. And I don't really worry about it that much because we have such strength in people, but I just want you to know that you want to make sure that the office, if you want to do non-invasive body sculpting, you know, these laser machines, whether it's the fat freezing or the fat burning or the ultrasound, you just really want to don't really go by what they have on their websites unless it's truthful testimonials, unless they're handwritten by people and there's pictures of them and they're signed off. You know, I was reading online about a laser lipo center that was similar to what I do, and but it had multiple locations, and it was a business model where the guy who had set it up was doing – it was almost like a smorgasbord of things that they do. And when I went on his Google review site, he had 50 positive Google reviews. And when I looked at it, I realized that they were not true Google reviews. It was something that was written down. It was done on a PDF, and then it was downloaded. And they had different stories, but it wasn't from Google. Now, if you know what a Google review looks like, and you go to somebody's Google reviews, you know, it's a dynamic, moving, scrolling review. It has, you know, it scrolls, it has highlights, it has links on it. You know it's the real deal. Well, this website had 50 that were just PDFs of people that were just, everyone was very similar, five-star rating. And I was really surprised about that it was so blatant. And then the technology that is FDA cleared and safe is low-level laser class 3B devices. And a laser, you have to be a doctor to own a laser and to promote it. Yet they were using machines that were not lasers but had quoted all of the science and studies from the laser studies, which are available online and through the national, you know, through the boards and everything else, very realistic, truthful clearances and studies. And then they were extrapolated this into saying that this is how their this is what proves their machine works. So beware, you know, beware when you go online. Don't believe everything you see online. Get some information, get an idea, and then go out and try to find the truth. And I can tell you that handwritten testimonials with a person's face on it, signed by them, written in their own handwriting, is really the gold standard for a review. Do not believe what you see on Yelp and ZocDoc and, you know, health grades. You know, there's sometimes competitors can put negative things about the doctors. Other times doctors put their own, you know, reviews in there. And you'll see that from you know, their staff does it. But a handwritten PD, you know, JPEG, which is a picture, a computer digital picture of a person signed off by them with their name and, you know, not their address, but their first name and last name written in hand, is the gold standard for reviews. Now, I know that. And if you go to my Slim Body Laser Spa website and you click on the headings on the left, it's called Love Letters, you will see 60. That's 60 handwritten 8x10 JPEG images of a person's testimonial written by themselves, signed off by them with their face. And a lot of them you might recognize if you live here in Stuart, because we take care of local people. And from those 60, when you come into the office, we have over 350 8x10 framed on the walls. On the when you walk, come in the office in the consultation, you know, in the front office, there's like 30 of them right there. And then you walk down the hallway to the restroom, which is kind of a long hallway. They're four deep. They're on both sides of the walls, and there's over 150 on there in those two walls. Consultation area, we're covered with them. And I think it's really, really important to be truthful with your reviews and what you say about other offices. I have nothing bad to say about the other offices out there. They all have a right to exist, and you know, there's a police department and an FDA that polices misclaims, and a board of medicine which doesn't allow doctors. It's not my job to be the policeman. However, you know, you have to make a decision if you think something is valuable, and if you think it's really truthful, and it's important to look for those reviews. And I'll leave it at that. So what happened to me and why this is so incredibly important is that I am 60 years old, and when I turn in my late 40s, I started to put on extra weight. I never really was overweight in my life. I exercised, you know, my mom used to say that health is having a body that does everything you want and you don't even know you have your body. You know, it gets up, it goes to sleep, it goes to the bathroom, it digests food, it runs, it pulls things, it carries things. You don't know you even have it. It's just there for your bidding. And as I started to get older in my 40s and 50s, it wasn't because I was eating more. It really had for me, and most of you out there, there's some hormonal changes that happen as you get older. And one of the statistics that I had read as a young doctor back 33 years ago was that they said that when a person reaches 50 years old, men or women, that they will lose 1% of their muscle mass every single year beginning at 50. So if your muscle mass is a percentage, so your percentage should be 80% muscle, 20% fat, 20-80. That's a normal ratio. It's called a BMI, your body mass index. So when you come to the office, we put you on a little machine, and it passes a very mild current from your foot to your hand, and it measures your body fat percentage and your lean muscle mass. Good, healthy, regardless of your weight. Weight is not the critical factor here, although it could be. It's really how muscular you are compared to how much body fat you're carrying. So 20% fat, 80% lean muscle, and you're very healthy. Your hormones are good. You have good muscle tone. Usually your digestion is improved. You know, you don't really have a lot of other issues. Because if you were to be sickly and have diseases and illnesses, your muscle tone would suffer. You'd be carrying extra body fat. Or it could be just the opposite, where you just don't have any muscle tone and no body fat. And these people have, you know, they're ill. So that machine with a simple electrical current comparing, you know, testing how much fat you have versus lean muscle is a huge predictor of health and wellness and longevity and also overall, you know, lifestyle changes. So when I finally decided I was going to lose the weight, I got on my own bioimpedance analysis machine, and it said at 52 years old that my body fat was 34%. And that meant that my muscle tonicity had dropped down to 72% or so, from 80 to 70. So I was obese at 34% body fat. And I can tell you, every joint in my body told me I was obese. My feet hurt. My knees would get sore if I walked. I would have to, I was hungry all the time. I was eating to feel better. I ended up with high blood sugar, hyperglycemia, which was left uncorrected for several years, created neuropathy in my feet. Didn't know it was neuropathy, thought it was from my back. Thought the excessive thirst was because I live in South Florida and it's always hot here, right? I had an excuse for every single part, but what I found out was I really had type 2 diabetes. I don't know. Nobody likes to be diagnosed with a disease process. And nobody, you know, people will fight it and fight the fact until it's just really obvious. And I'm living proof of that. I went 5 years with high blood sugar and neuropathy and feeling miserable before I really, really went and had my blood sugar checked. And I owned the fact that, yeah, I got type 2 diabetes. Who would have ever thought, you know, I had wanted to live my whole life free of any kind of diagnosis. I've never had another diagnosis other than some dental problems, and I fractured my shoulder skateboarding when I was about 17. I mean, never ever been to the doctor for anything else, and here I am. I'm easy 40 pounds overweight, and I got type 2 diabetes. So I tried in the past a little bit to lose weight and to exercise more. And when I was in my 30s and 40s, it was very easy to do that. I could put a month or two into going to the gym, eat, start shrimping down on my calories, cut out the alcohol, and I would lose weight and I would trim down. And it was very easy when I was younger. And as I got older, it became where not only was it more difficult, but I didn't get the same response. Excuse me. So as a result of that, I knew I needed something more than just diet and exercise. So I did the same thing that a lot of you do. I went online. I started looking at other procedures that could maybe help me. I've never been one to jump into surgery, so liposuction wasn't even an option, never even came up on my radar. But I did look at some of these non-invasive things. Now, in 2006, 2005, 6, and 7, CoolSculpting didn't exist, you know, nor did SafeSculpt or Sculpture or any of these processes, the EM Sculpt you're seeing promoted, which is pretty weak in my opinion. None of these existed back then. There wasn't a market for it. So when I went to a seminar for the North American Low-Level Laser Conference, so I was introduced to red light therapy, okay? Laser red light therapy. Had no idea what it did. Thought it was, you know, a hot laser that would use to burn things, you know, like cutting laser or a Star Wars laser. Had no idea that they could heal tissue, heal, reduce inflammation, reduce pain. There was so many things that it did, I did not believe what they were saying. It did not make sense. Why wouldn't it be at the hospitals? Why aren't doctors doing it? Why isn't it more available if it works so well? Well, I started to learn as I got older that this is it's a disruptor. The use of red light and near infrared light for pain and for tissue, for spasms, for wound healing, for hair growth is disruptive technology. In other words, it disrupts the medical model of insurance and pills and pharmacological agents and then surgeries. So there's no wonder it would not go over real big. Now, when I was younger and I was more, naive as a professional, I thought that if they didn't believe it, it probably didn't work. I didn't realize that there would be a money factor to it, that they wouldn't allow it because it was competitive to their business model. Even if it's safer, better, more efficient, and better for the world, it really doesn't matter because they want to protect their business model. And that, my friend, is what's happening here with medicine right now. We have a business model that it spits out injuries by the dozens, as the medical model goes rolling through town. Some people get treatment for their symptoms, and on the outside is an exhaust pipe which is throwing out bodies as it goes by. And people that try to disrupt that machine, they throw you right under the bus. You're unscientific. You're making claims that aren't true. The CDC doesn't approve that. National Institutes of Health hasn't studied it. And thus, you better not talk about it or you'll be doxxed, you'll be banned, you'll be thrown off the social media. Pretty soon you won't be able to shop at stores and they won't let you fly. I'm not making this stuff up. This is what's happening. And who would have thought it would have got to this point so quickly? So the near-infrared and red light therapy is absolutely life-changing. And my goal here today, now this is what I'm using in my Slim Body Laser Spa. It is a red light laser that we apply to your body where you have spot fat deposits, spot fat reduction. Whether it's a droopy apron that's hanging over your belt or you're hiding it under your shirt, or it's back rolls of fat around your back where they look, on your back fat, bra bulges, whether it's bat wings where the arms are flappy, and these are areas of subcutaneous fat. This red light low-level laser would apply to those areas in 8 to 10 minutes, very safely, opens up the fat cells. And it changes the permeability of the container. Fat is held in a container, and they call them adipose cells, adipocytes. You can think of it as a grape, a cluster of grapes. So when you go to Publix and you see those big bag of grapes, shrink that down to the size of a pencil point, and those are fat cells. And they look just like that on microscope. They look like grapes when I saw them, and they're filled with fluid. And that's where the body stores the energy in case you need it someday. Fat doesn't stay in your circulation unless you're very unhealthy. Then you have what they call high triglycerides. But fat is made when you eat more than you need for energy. So if you overeat consistently or even for a day or two, those extra calories are stored in the body into these fat cells. And you are, by the time you reach puberty, you have pretty much all of your fat cells that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And they either get smaller or larger. They never go away. There is no mechanism where fat cells get old and then are replaced with new fat cells. Now, that is very different than all of the other tissue cells in your body. Your body is made up of 50 trillion individual cells. And a cell, most of you know what a cell is. It has a cell membrane. It has a nucleus in the middle. and it has fluids, and it does a job. It's like a little work. It's like a little factory. So some of your cells, when attached together, create messages. They send messages called nerve cells. Some cells are muscular in nature, and when they're aligned together, they shrink and they contract, and that's what allows you to move your muscles. They're called muscle cells. And you have red blood cells, you have white blood cells, you have bone osteocells. Okay, so we're made up of these trillions of cells. And every cell has restrictions as to what it lets in the cell and what it lets out of its cell. You know, it has barriers, and most of those barriers are controlled by the hormones in your body. So you have hormones that allow your cells to absorb fat, called insulin, and you have hormones that allow the muscles to get energy from the glucose. So what happens is when fat is put into a cell, when your body makes adipocytes and they get bigger and bigger and they start to store fat, they do not release the fat until you get to a point of being hungry, which means starvation. And that's hormonally influenced. Hormones are pushed into the system because your blood sugar has dropped. You need calories. It goes to the fat cells. Fat cells open up. The permeability has changed. The fatty acid, water, and glycerol is released into the tissue. You pee out the water, absorbed by the body, and then the glycerol and fatty acid is pulled into the lymphatic system, and then it's burned as energy. And that's how you get calories every single day when you don't eat for a while. What this lipo laser does is it allows you to target subcutaneous stubborn fat without having to diet or exercise, because the energy, the red light that comes out of that laser, changes the permeability of those fat cells. It forms little microscopic pores on the cell membrane after 8 to 10 minutes, and then the cell kind of collapses and the fluid is released. And you can do that just under your chin, just on the lower part of your abdomen. You could do your banana rolls and your buttocks down there. You could do it around somebody's ankles. You can put these paddles on a lipoma. Now, you know what a fatty tumor is, right? You get these fat pads that people get. The dogs get them when they get older. Those lipomas can be released and shrunk by this red light procedure. And super safe, super non-invasive. And what happens is after the light opens up the cells, within 2 days to 2 weeks, the cell membrane is intact again. It hasn't damaged it. So you don't lose your fat cells. You just shrink them, which should be the goal, right? You know, you've got your adipocytes, your fatty tissue is part of your endocrine system. It's not just an area that you store extra calories and it makes you look good. You know, it's something that is part of your metabolism. The amount of fat cells that you carry has to do with your hormonal levels, your estrogen. It has to do with your cytokines, your inflammatory, your ability to heal from an infection comes from fat cells. There are also stromal cells. They are pulled out and used for stem cell. So fat cells are precursors for other tissue. They also produce resistant, a whole bunch of stuff. So if any procedure that's out there is taking out fat, that's removing tissue, whether it's liposuction or burning it with these hot lasers or cooling it, freezing it so your body absorbs the dead tissue, you run a risk of having hormonal difficulties because you removed the fatty tissue. You sucked it out. Very common to do that. And what happens to the person within a certain amount of time on many people after liposuction, after cool freeze, fat freezing, or the Sculpt hot lasers, is they will grow the fat back in other areas. It comes back. It's called fat migration or fat relocation. And it's really, really, it can be quite dramatic in some people where they look horrible after, you know, they have some lipo to their belly. They're really happy with their belly. And the next thing they know, their arms and their chest area is getting bigger and bigger around their neck. That's fat being relocated because they destroyed the tissue. It can also happen very subtly with the fat freezing procedure. When you put one of these fat freezing clamps on you and it pulls the tissue into the between the hammer and then it freezes it, it can leave you with a hardened lump. And then the tissue has been destroyed and it's absorbed by the body. And then several years later, if you fall off your diet or just natural aging, it goes around it and it can cause fat to relocate in other areas, bizarre areas. So we want you to keep all of your fat. We just don't want it to be so voluminous, right? And that's the benefit about what we do at the Slim Body Laser Spa. Our laser releases subcutaneous fat wherever it is applied. There is no diet or exercise needed. The benefit is that a person can lose fat without harsh dieting or vigorous exercise. For many of you, diet and exercise is difficult to adhere to and probably the number one reason why people do not begin to lose weight. Because for these people, it's very difficult. My laser lipo, effective, regardless of what you might read by some of our competitors, solves this problem. It will work every time, money back guaranteed, ensuring fat loss and inch results with very little discipline except showing up. The quick and amazing results of the inch loss after the first session and subsequent sessions creates an amazing change of behavior in our clients. In other words, you get motivation. You get motivation to help. You find the energy. You find the discipline and the time and the willingness to be more engaging and successful in your weight loss goals. It just gives you a boost because the results are very quick. And you say to yourself, my God, you know, there's hope here. And at the same time, we've given you a full nutritional program. You know, we go over your food habits and what, you know, traditional weight loss consulting. The willingness and motivation to change lifelong bad habits in many individuals usually require a major life-changing event before they'll be able to change. Events such as a health problem, a plea from a child to a father or mother to take better care of themselves, a warning from a doctor, or even the realization that they're shortening their life due to their current behavior. I have watched several thousand people begin our program, and I have watched them and observed them commit very easily to the lifestyle changes that were very difficult in the past to commit to. The lipo laser gives you immediate results, and it becomes the impetus, the decision, the motivation behind their sudden desire to change and embrace the changes necessary to be successful at weight loss, personal conditioning, and an overall improvement in their health. As a result of the early lipo laser experience, this newfound motivation to be healthier is something which you cannot buy and you cannot scare somebody into doing. The decision to change must be a direct result of seeing something positive right away, and the emotional experience that comes with it is enough to change old, horrible habits from that change. In fact, it has been the most exciting part about the Slim Body Laser Spa is when you can lose inches so fast, they want to eat better. All of a sudden, they have hope. Well, that's wonderful. So the lipo laser is combined with whole body vibration. And it's a daily or weekly process. And if you do it as a lifestyle choice, and we have availability to do that, you can offset and counteract 20 to 30% of those empty calories that you love so much. The alcohol, the sweets, the pastas. You know, the laser can help with that. My lipo laser is completely safe, it's non-invasive, and it can be used on anyone regardless of age or body type. The cost of these machines has come down a lot, so I can make the procedure more affordable for many people. The use of the whole body vibration plate helps many ailments related to circulation. It helps with nerve damage. It helps with balance problems, emotional depression, fatigue, and generalized aches and pains go away as you lose weight and you start to exercise more. My lipo laser can be used in conjunction with any diet plan you might already be on or weight loss program that you're already experiencing. You're in weight loss right now. If you come in with the lipo laser, you'll get better and faster results from those programs you're already doing. My lipo laser is a device that is completely safe and non-invasive, and it can specifically target subcutaneous fat. After a certain age of following a personal crisis, which alters your hormonal balance, subcutaneous fat is almost impossible to get rid of using just diet and exercise. So, you know, that's one of the really strong points about the lipo laser is if you're frustrated, if you're tired and you've struggled with weight loss and nothing seems to help, you know, come on in and give us a shot. It's a free consultation. My name is Dr. Tred Risacker, and you're listening to the Slim Body Laser Spa Health and Wellness Show, and I'm located in Stuart on East Ocean Boulevard. We have free consultations. Just give us a call. We'll get you set up. So I want to talk about this red light. Red light, red light. Red light, green light. So what is it with red light? Our body creates essential hormones from sunlight. Sunlight and your body, when they connect together, is super healing, super protective, and we just don't get enough of it. We are living in a world that is starved from the sunlight that God gave us to live under. And this is because of our industrialized nation. We live in buildings. We go to sleep in boxes. We go outside. We're fully clothed from neck down to our feet. We wear sunglasses when we're in the sun. There's a lot of fear about sunlight and getting sun, and it's going to make you sick and give you cancer, so people avoid it. And your body suffers with health problems when it doesn't get enough sunlight. So one of the parts of sunlight is red light, near infrared, infrared, and far infrared. So when you think of it, when you look up at the sky and you see a rainbow, that's the visible light spectrum. That's the raindrops, and light is coming through the raindrops, and you're seeing a prism effect, which is called a rainbow. And when you look at the colors of the rainbow, the yellow and the green and the blue, and then you see the red and you see the purple, those colors are beneficial to your health. You were created under the sun. The sunlight made the plant starch from the plant, you know. The sunlight strikes the plant. The plant uses chlorophyll, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, and it makes a starch. You eat the starch. You eat the plant. The plant gives you the nutrients to rebuild your body, but the energy that the starch contains was once from the sun, turned into from radiant energy into chemical energy in the form of ATP. And then your body digests it. You get this boost of energy, and this is really what powers your life. It's the energy that's in the food you eat. It's not the food you eat. It's the energy in the food. And we have another mechanism within us that responds to radiant energy directly from the sun into our tissue cells, and our cells respond in a favorable way. They heal. They become stronger. The cell membrane is better. Tissue repair is increased. The ability to get rid of toxins is improved just from infrared, near infrared, from these wavelengths. And it's no wonder that people are sick and not feeling well because they don't ever get any sun and they're scared to get sun. And one of the ways that this is being treated And what we're doing in medicine is we're using devices that are created in labs that produce the same spectrum of light that you get from the sun. And it's in dosages, it's dosing in a way that's safe and controllable. And they have these red light panels. And the main, the two wavelengths or colors that are very beneficial is what we call red light and near-infrared light therapy. Near-infrared. Red light is just the same red light. And by the way, it's the light that you see in the morning. When you get up in the morning and the sun's coming up, and the sun is coming up and you can look over at the sunrise, that is red light. And it's yellow light too, right? It's yellow and reds. At the height of the sun, when it's over your head, now you're into the blue light. And that's much more powerful than red light. It has its benefit, but you want to limit your exposure to that because that's what can cause the burn because it's so strong with infrared. That blue light is very powerful. And then when the sun starts to get closer to the horizon, starts to go down in the evening, it turns into red and very that red light again. And you want to be there for sunrise and sunset, facing the sun, allowing it to bathe on your body, to without staring into it or damaging your eye. Don't look into the sun. Allow those light energy to go into your eyes, and it stimulates photoreceptors in areas in your body, in your legs, in your arms, in your full stomach, which stimulate body's ability to heal. And you know what vitamin hormone is necessary for this all to happen? Vitamin D. Now, you've heard a lot about vitamin D with this COVID, right? Vitamin D, it's really considered a hormone. It's not a vitamin. I don't know why they call it a vitamin. And what vitamin D does is it is manufactured by your body when you have sunlight exposed, when you get exposed to sunlight. So, if the only place you're getting sun is on your face and your left arm on the side of your car when you're driving, you're not getting enough vitamin D because you need that full spectrum to strike your body. I mean, your legs, your stomach, and your chest. So whenever they check people's vitamin D levels of this hormone, they're always deficient. And that's why you see people getting prescribed vitamin D all the time. Now, what vitamin D does is vitamin D carries the energy from the photoreceptor, from the sun, which strikes the photoreceptor, these receptors in your body, and then that energy is transferred by vitamin D into the tissue cell. It's a carrier molecule. It carries the energy from the exposure of the sun. It's kind of like you're at the train station. I'm from New York, Long Island Railroad. I remember that. And the train shows up and it's full of food. And you're outside the platform and you're hungry as heck. You're starving. But the food is on the train and you're hungry. The person that carries the food from the train to you is a really important part of that process. That's what vitamin D does. When sunlight hits your body and it goes into the tissues, it's not the energy can't be transferred unless you have sufficient amounts of vitamin D. And that is why we need to take vitamin D. I take 5,000 IUs every day, and I get plenty of sunlight. I am a proponent of sunlight. I do not hide from it. They have proven that people that get enough sunlight, red light, infrared, have lower blood pressure, have lower body fat than those who don't. In other words, if you live up in the polar north region, up high in the hemisphere, in the northern hemisphere, you're going to be carrying more body weight and you're going to have higher blood pressure than people that live closer to the equator. They've proven that. And another interesting fact is people of color, African American, skin tone, they get less sun than somebody who is white, Caucasian. And that's because they have enormous amounts of melanin. Now, melanin is the pigmentation that gives them the dark skin. and it blocks light. It doesn't allow light to come into the cell. So African Americans have much less vitamin D in their body and thus have to supplement more than Caucasians. And this could be part of the reason why African Americans and minorities, which are usually brown or you know, in our area, brown or darker skinned people, have more of a chance of dying from COVID because they have less vitamin D. Now, they know that vitamin D and zinc is very beneficial for any virus, not just COVID. So get the light, man. I mean, I can't tell you how important it is. If you know, it's one of those basic foundations of health and healing is light. Light is energy. And that energy is imparted into your body either through food, through eating starch, or it's absorbed through infrared wavelengths that strike your body's skin. If you're wearing clothes, you're not getting any sunlight. And I'll tell you something else. You do not get sunlight with a glass window in the way. You cannot sit in front of a glass window and get the same wavelength that you do if you're outside. So we're using red light in my laser machine. My lipo laser is a red light machine at 628 nanometers at 140 milliwatts. And when we apply those diodes directly to your fatty tissue, that red light absorbed into the tissue opens up the fat cells, releases the calories. As long as you don't eat 2 hours before you come in or 2 hours afterwards, the process, you will burn the energy that the laser released, and you will see a measurable inch loss on a tape or on a picture. That is what we do. That's how come we can guarantee the results. You will get the result right after the treatment, and after 9 sessions or 3 weeks, the results that are realized are what we print in our ads, in all of our pictures, and all of our reviews, and all of our testimonials. These are real people with real results, and you know, this is why we're there. It's why we survived over 11 years. I've seen many places come and go. We've had some of my rogue staff members try to duplicate what we did, and they failed, you know. There's other offices that are buying machines for $100,000, $200,000, the fat freezing, the muscle stem, you know, the thing which causes your muscles to be pumped up with, you know, the sculpting thing. These are all damaging to tissue. They create tissue damage, swelling. They have a chance of burning. They can leave you with hard nodules. You know, that is not what I want to have in Slim Body Laser Spa. We do not do that. We've never had anybody have a hard nodule or a burn ever, ever. We've had over 6,000 people come through. It's an amazing process, and you just got to get on the phone and give us a call. Go online at Slim Body Laser Spa. Hit the contact page. Shoot us an email. You'd like to come in for a consultation. That's what I do. I do a lot of consultations. I explain it to people. I also do all the nutritional consultations and the recommendations on food. I can go over the meds you're on, make sure that you're not overdoing certain medications. I can't tell you not to take them, but I can send you to doctors that can help you. I work a lot with Dr. Honor, Dr. Charles Honor, and I work with Dr. True, who is a chiropractic board-certified neurologist, and he can handle the really severe neuropathy clients, and he uses the near-infrared laser also in the form of what they call a deep tissue laser. If you need traction or you need to have your back stretched and you're having problems with your joints, you know, I would recommend Dr. Widener. He's my brother-in-law, and he's over there on East Ocean and Osceola there. I'm sorry, right at Palm Beach Road. And I can get you in there for a free consultation also. He likes to help people. And if you're having a neck and back and you just want to get like an old school adjustment and some x-rays and be under chiropractic care, I suggest you go see my brother, Dr. Todd Rissacker and Dr. Caroline Rissacker. And they're over there at the in Jensen Beach right by the, used to be the TGI Fridays, but now it's the Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. I hope I hope I got some interest in you over red light. And also about the incredible what we do there. I was pretty explicit about explaining it today. I am still enthralled every time I see a client come out of the laser spa, someone who was hopeless and, you know, in tears when they start because they're so frustrated with the weight gain, to see them in 3 to 4 weeks change like a metamorphosis, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It really can be that dramatic. I love what I do. I am so happy that you took the time to listen today. And if you'd like to come in for that free consultation, you know, the door's wide open to you. You just give us a call. We can get you set up. We can usually start the same day. And, hey, I'll see you next week, right? And enjoy the beautiful weather. It is springtime soon. Bye-bye.